Today, Shiur in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We are still in Siman Ayin Tes, and we're up to Sif Hey, and we're talking about some of the halachos now of animal excrement and whether one is permitted to say the Kriyat Shema in the presence of such a tzoa, such excrement. The Mechaber in Sif Hey starts off and he says, Tzoas Chamor Haraka. If you have excrement of a chamor that is soft. The Mechaber is talking here that a donkey has soft excrement that is more foul smelling. So you have this Tzoas Chamor Haraka. La'achar shebom mehaderech, which is the type of tzoa that the animal has after it's been traveling on the road and has very foul-smelling excrement in that situation, or v'tzoas chatul, or the tzoa of a cat, or nimiya. Nimiya is translated usually as either a martin, which is a certain type of a weasel, unevelas masrachas, or a carcass that is spoiled and smells in a horrible way. All of these, dinam kitzoas adam, all of these have the same halacha as tzoa of a human being, which we've talked about in the previous seifim, that a person has to distance himself 4 amos from the end of the smell, and then can one daven. Likewise, v'hamaholech v'aderech, if a person is going on the road, af b'shiroa tzoas behemo kinegdo, he may see in the distance some tzoa, he doesn't know what animal it is from, so if it's human excrement, we said you have to move away, so it can't be right in front of you, even if it's more than 4 amos away, even if you can see it, that's no good. But here it's animal excrement, most likely, but you don't know if it's chamor, or if it's from this chatul or nemia, you don't know what animal it is, so im ein horeach bolo, if it doesn't have a foul odor that reaches you, you don't have to be concerned, eino choshesh lemiut l'tlo. You don't have to be concerned that maybe this is a donkey's excrement and you have to be concerned about it. But as long as you don't smell it, you just see the excrement in the distance, even though it's in front of you, one would be permitted to say the Kriyat Shema. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, if you're close to the city, where, as we'll see, donkeys are much more prevalent, yesh omrim sheyesh lachosh, there is an opinion that says you should be concerned if you see excrement that maybe it's donkey excrement, because in that situation, the more likely than not that the excrement is from a donkey, because if it's more of in a civilized area, we're near a city, so chances are that it's excrement from a donkey, which we have to be concerned about. The Ramah says, however, that's only hagah b'makom d'shchichei chamorim. That's only if you know for a fact that the majority of the animals that are around that area are in fact donkeys. But if you're around New York City today, for example, you wouldn't really be surprised to say that it's most likely not going to be from a donkey. That's the Mechaber Siv Hei. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Hei writes, when we're dealing with Tzoas Chamor, he says, Vahani Mistoma Rechon Ra, because he says such animals like a donkey or the cat or the marten, they all have very foul-smelling stool. And therefore, afilu im yizdamin pam echot she'en merichon oser, if you were to find such donkey excrement and it didn't have a foul smell, nevertheless, even there, the heavy lake tzoas adam, it does have the halachic status of tzoa of a human being, and this is, in fact, ken kosef the Morgan of Rum. This is the opinion of the Morgan of Rum. Mishneh Berurah does tell you, ayin in debir halacha, go look at the bir halacha in debir amaschil tzoas chamor, where he points out that this is the opinion of the Morgan of Rum, and it's also the opinion of Derech HaChaim. However, he says, ledin for the halacha lemaisa, there are those that disagree. Yesh lefak beik bazeh. Why? Because one could argue the yesh lomad to call ikar shechol alayu shem tzoa in a rakim shiotsu min a behemo hayu masrichem. This is only that we consider the donkey excrement to be like human excrement only if it came out foul smelling. As opposed to kishemitchila lohi ben reachra, if it didn't have a foul smell initially, so then it doesn't have the name of tzoa attached to it for this halacha. The eino domel tzoa saw them, and therefore it's not comparable to human excrement, which is always also, no matter what, whether it's not foul smelling or not, human excrement always has that halacha. Lemaisa, the bir halacha concludes at the end of this bir halacha, tzorich iyun. The Mishneh Berurah, he did paskin that we're machmir, but he says tzorich iyun, whether this is in fact the true halacha lemaisa. Sivvav, the Mechaber writes, B'Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi, it states, Oser likros kineged me ragle chamor haba min aderech. When a person sees the urine from a chamor that was on the road, so then that urine also has the status of being like tzoa, and likewise ukineget tzoas tarnigolim aduma, and likewise against the tzoa of tarnigolim. Now here we say the word tarnigolim aduma, and there's a big machlokas, as we'll see. Do we use the term aduma, red, to define the tarnigol, or is it defining the tzoa? We'll see. They're both opinions that are brought down, but this Yerushalmi brings these two examples down of tzoa of an animal or the urine of the donkey that does have the status of the tzoa of a human being. Mishneh Berurah Sitmukatn Chavav writes, Milushona, from the simple reading of the language over here, Tarnigolim Aduma, Mashma Shirotzalomar, it means to say, Shilafi Shihi Aduma Hi Masrachas Mod, that the Tzoa is what we're referring to over here as being red, and the excrement is red, and therefore it's an indication of how foul smelling it is, and therefore we have to be more careful with this than we normally would be with Tzoa of an animal. However, he brings down an alternative opinion, V'achronim Kosu Shatarnigolim Adumim, that we're not talking about the excrement being red, but we're talking about this type of a chicken being a red chicken, Humashikorin English hen. He said this is what we call an English hen, which then in brackets it says is Indic, which is translated by the Targum, is Tarnigal Hodu, a turkey. So the turkey's excrement, or this English hen's excrement, that is particularly foul smelling, but not excrement from other types of birds or animals. Why are these specifically considered foul smelling? Because it's very foul smelling. Therefore, one should not allow such animals to run around in one's house. Again, in our society today, this would be very unusual, but certainly if one lived on a farm, or in those days where people used to have little chickens or other birds or other animals even running around in your living room, so then one had to be very careful not to learn in the presence of such animals, because there was an excellent chance that there would be tzo around. And especially in the house of a Talmid Chacham, because he wouldn't be able to walk around without even thinking of learning Torah. He'd be thinking Torah all the time, which you're not allowed to do in the presence of such excrement as well. And this is brought down from the Sefer Minchas Shmuel, Bahalocha Berura. The issue footnote number 37 brings down, Haroet Soa Afilu B'Mokum Shemitzuim Shom Chamorim. This is going back really on the last Sif. The person sees tzoa, even a place where there are donkeys that are prevalent. He brings down from the Salmas Chayim, in Eino Yodea Bavados, Shizet Tzoas Chamor, if you don't know for certain that it's the tzoa of a chamor that was traveling and had soft excrement, the Eino Margish Reach, and you don't smell it, so then Ein Chayiv Lochush L'Reach Ra. One would not, in fact, in that situation, have to be a choshesh that this was from the tzoa of a donkey. This seems to go like the more lenient opinion that we brought down in the Bir Halacha. In the issue footnote number 38, he brings down, what is the machlokis over here, the red tzoa or the red chicken? Shorish machlokosum, the source of this machlokis, is actually a machlokis as to what the Yerushalmi in Bracho says. Shemarachikim, it says over there, one has to distance himself, mitzoas tarnigolim, from the tzoa of chickens, arba amos, ubilvad be'edomim. And these chickens, if you have to distance yourself 4 amos of them, it says only if they're red. And there you have the Rabbeinu Yonah who says in the Ravid, She'im tzoa satarnagolim yadum. It's talking about the excrement of such chickens. If their excrement is red, which implies that they're very foul smelling, that is why you have to distance yourself from the red excrement of such chickens. And this is, in fact, the first opinion that the Shulchan Aruch brought down. However, the Mishnah Berurah did bring down the opinion of the Achronim, that's the Rashba and the Pnei Moshe, who explain over there that it's talking about the tarnagolim atzmam, not their excrement, but their red themselves, such chickens. And it's referring to either a turkey or some sort of an English hen. Not that the tzoa is red, but that the turkey or the red English hen over here is what we're referring to, and this is what's called indic, as we explained. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Tzoas tarnegolim aholchim bebayis. If you have chickens that are running around in the house, Dinok etzoas behema chayv yov. Those chickens have the status, their tzoa has the status of a normal animal, a domesticated animal, or a wild animal, or a bird, and you don't have to be concerned with such tzoa, stam from a chicken. However, abol halul, if you're in the chicken coop, shalahem, yesh bo sirchon, then they foul, it's very foul smelling because you have really the combination of multiple chickens over there. It's extremely foul smelling in a chicken coop, and therefore, dino ketzoas odom there, the halach would be that you have to distance yourself 4 amos from where the smell stops, and certainly not to daven in such a place. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Zayin writes, ha'holchim abayis, if you have the chickens in the house, va'afilu im ikar chiyuson mechameshes mini dogon, gamkin yesh lokal, and even if the majority of their food is from the 5 species of grain, the wheat, the rye, the barley, the oat, and the oats and spelt, which cause a much more foul-smelling stool. In fact, the Gemara says, at what point does a baby have foul-smelling stool that all the halachas of tzoa apply to a human being? At what point does a baby become, so to say, a human being in this regard? So it says at the time it starts to eat wheat products. So we see that wheat products, these grains, they cause the stool to be much more foul-smelling. So he says, even if these chickens are mostly eating grain, nevertheless, kol zman shelo yadinon shetzoasa misrachas, unless you know for certain that their excrement is very foul-smelling, then you don't have to be concerned about this. Of course, if you have foul-smelling excrement, then you're not allowed to learn around it. Then the Mishnah Berurah gives us a general rule over here, and he says that birds who sit on eggs, they incubate the eggs with their body. Such birds, he says, yadua, it's well known, such tsoa of birds like this, their stool is very foul smelling. Therefore, akim poshut the dinam os ketsuas odam. Therefore, it would be the default position that the tsoa of such birds that sit on eggs, their stool, their tsoa, their excrement, would have the same halachic status as human excrement, that you have to distance yourself 4 amos from the last time you smelled it. In Sivkotin Chavches, the Mishnah Berurah writes that their chicken coop, halul shalahem, this is hubinyan kotin, this is a small little house, a small little building, also avozim v'sarnegolim, they were specifically made for the geese and the chickens that a person domesticated, umibnei shirab abotsoa, since there's such a foul smell here due to the amount of excrement in this little building, yesh bo sirchon humos, it's very disgusting and has a terrible odor to it. Alkein dino kitsoas odom, and that's why it has the halachic status of tsoa of an odom. He brings down the chaya odom, duhu adin deer shel behema. The same thing would apply to a barn where animals live. And gam kein osu mitam zeh, because again, the tremendous amount of excrement, because there are multiple animals over there, so the deer shel behema, the barn where the behemas are, would also be also according to the chaya odom as tsoas odom. However, he says, ayin in the bir halacha, mashi kosu zeh, and in the bir halacha, in Dibur HaMaskel Avol Halul Shulhem, he brings down that this is the opinion of the Chayyadim. However, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch disagrees. The Lo Nihirin Le Dvarv. I disagree, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, with the words of the Chayyadim. And Gama Poskim Lo Skiru, and he says, in fact, the Poskim didn't bring down the opinion of the Chayyadim. In regards to Halul Shul Tarnagol, it's different than a barn where the animals are. The Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim, then goes through a long Arichos over here to first bring down what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, then to negate it, then to bring down another reason that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch would be correct, and he concludes, "Af mikol makom nearly boral halacha d'adin machayyadim." The bottom line is the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha agrees with the way he paskened in the Mishnah Berurah, bringing down the Chayyadim, that you have to be concerned about a barn of animals. He says, however, not because of the reason that the Chayyadim said, but he says, the ref is bark hu b'chal ashpa, because he says a barn filled with animals and the animal excrement has the halachic status of a waste area, of an ashpa. And ukvar omru, the stam ashpa, and we've already said that the default position for a waste area, a garbage dump, afilu im ein recha ra, even if it doesn't have a foul smell to it, is asura. We have to presume it's not allowed to say shema there, machmas cheskas ashpa, because of the status of the ashpa, yesh bo tsoa. It definitely does have tsoa, achivdok, until you checked it and stated clearly that it doesn't have any tsoa over there. And he says, in fact, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch would be moda to this. And the bottom line is, he says, Amru Chazal, one should be more based upon a Gemara and Brachos. Mishin Yitzhar Liskor, Devar Hashem B'Kedusha, if a person is very careful never to say words of Kedusha when there could be excrement present, Zochele Arichas Yomim, such a person will get tremendous Arichas Yomim. This is, in general, a wonderful thing for us to know. When we learn these halachas, a person might say to himself, really, it's not very practical. I don't have a pet. There never pets in the shul. We don't really find these dinim of excrement today with our modern hygiene and our modern plumbing and our modern society. Nevertheless, the learning of these halachos and then trying to adhere to them, because it could be very possible that these halachos come up with babies, these halachos come up if a person does have pets in his house, it could come up if a person is in the camp or in the country when he goes outside where there are animals. In any event, whether it's common or not common, the learning of these halachos should be zechus for all of us for arichas yomim vishonim. Sivches, the Mechaber writes, also likros keneged ashpa shirei chara. This is exactly what we just talked about in the Mishnah Berurah. It is forbidden for one to read next to a waste area that has a foul odor to it. In Sivkotin Chavtes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Vedina l'chol dover kitzoas odom. And this waste area is viewed halachically as if it was excrement from a human, and therefore, akein tzorich l'hachuk milafonim kol ve'enav, you're not allowed to read in front of it, even if it's far away, in the distance, you're not allowed to be reading Kriyat Shema right in its view. Afilu im yodua lo shein batzom umeraglayim. And this is true even if you know for a fact that there is no excrement over there, or urine, because this is a din min haTorah. Zehaklal, and this is the rule the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Koreach rav, there's a foul smell. Haba midover masriach, that comes from a substantive item that stinks. Kayotze ba'elu shenisparshu, sheyesh lo ikor, for all of the things that we've been discussing till now, that have themselves an odor to them, and there's mamoshes over there, there's a real item over there, and that's just an odor. Marchikim imenu kedin soatz odom, we treat them in halacha as if it is excrement of human being, and you distance yourself 4 amos from the end of the smell. The Bechlal, because this is all included in the din of Vayom Machanecha Kadosh, your encampment should be clean and holy. Kolomar Shimagi Elov Hareach Ra, because if the odor reaches you, That's called your machane. And this would be then a lack of fulfillment of having your machane kadosh, ein machane o kadosha, the also likros. And this is based upon the levush. It would be forbidden in this situation to go and read Dvarim Shebekdusha in the presence of such an odor. Finally, we conclude this simon ayin tes with sif tes. Yotzi mimena reach milamata. The person passes gas. This is called reach milamata, coming out from below, from the person when he passes gas. Also, b'divrei Torah, ad sheyechla hareach. A person is not allowed to learn if he passes gas until the reach is gone. V'im yotzi mechaveru, if he were to smell somebody else who passed gas, then muta b'divrei Torah, he would be permitted to go and learn Torah. Why? Mishum di efshar. Because then it would be almost impossible for a person to ever learn Torah. For example, in a base medrash setting where there are many, many people, and in those days especially, they didn't necessarily go home. They would sleep in the base medrash, and they would take a little dremel, a little nap, and then they learn. They maybe nap a little bit more, and when a person is sleeping, he sometimes doesn't have control fully over the passing of gas. Shal tamidim ketzosim gorsim ketzosim yishenim. So some tamidim would be learning, some would be sleeping, they'd be next to each other, or mifichim misoch hashenim, and they'd be passing gas while they were sleeping, and then the other people in the base medrash wouldn't be allowed to learn. So since this is as Mechaber will Mr. Burr will tell us, this is all a din de rabbanon anyway, so the rabbis were not gozer in such a situation. However, that's for learning. I will likros kriyashma, but to read kriyashma, then also atshiich l'harel. Then you can't read kriyashma if there's an odor, somebody had passed gas, so you have to wait till that odor passes. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed writes, mutu b'divrei Torah, you permit us to learn Torah if there's the smell of somebody else's gas, mishum dereach rash ein lo ikaru, because this is a smell, but it doesn't have substance to it, and therefore the isser is rak midrabbanan. And therefore, in this setting of being in a base medrash, lo gozru bezeh, the rabbis never will go there because bittel Torah, because this would lead to a tremendous amount of bittel Torah if you had to wait every time somebody passed gas. And as we mentioned, this would be a relatively frequent problem because people would be sleeping. So therefore, the rabbis would not go to this. He says, look in the Magen Avraham, and Dishu footnote number 40, he brings down that with reading of the Shema, you should get up and go because, or wait till the gas passes, because in this situation, you could get up and go. It's not talking about learning, you'd have to get up every 2 minutes. Here you're getting up one time for the Shema. Therefore, he says, if somebody is learning alone with just one other person, and the other person passes gas, so then you should go and get up, because that situation is not similar to the Beis Medrash example that we just gave. Sivkot Lamed Aleph, Likros Kriyashma. So the Mr. Brewer adds, Olivarech Shum Bracha. This would be true not only for Kriyashma, but to make any bracha as well. If the gas's smell is present, so then you shouldn't make a bracha. And finally, Sivkot Lamed Beis, he says, it's Osir Achichle Areach. You have to wait till the gas passes. The Efshalot says, Lachusra Likros. Because as we just pointed out, when for the Shema, it's a specific item, so you can get up and go and say the Shema without being in the presence of the gas. So either wait till the gas passes and you don't smell it anymore, or go to a different spot where you don't smell the gas. The cost of the Yerabba, the Murot, so Yochel Hachik, Lamokim Shalom, Nimshma, Shom Reach, Vadai. Alternatively, you go to a place where you don't smell or hear the Reach of the passing of the gas, the Ein Tzarech Dalet Amos, then you wouldn't need to go Dalet Amos. That would be acceptable as long as you don't smell the excrement. Finally, he brings down in Dishu footnote number 42, what happens if it's a Shliach Tzibur who does this? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, because of Kavod HaBrios, if the Shliach Tzibur passed gas and he smells his gas, but nobody else does, so then all of a sudden he stops, it would be a big bush, everybody would know why he stopped. So therefore, for Kavod HaTzibur, for the Kavod of the Chazin, Ein Tzarech L'Havsik L'Hamtin Ashi Chal HaReach, he wouldn't have to stop, but he could continue. And this concludes today's share.